just beating them around the edge. Under duress, sacked! It's a safety, and it's Jared Allen!
That was amazing. What a great play by Jared Allen.
After you get to the quarterback a few times in the game, they're going to give the guy some help. They're going to put a back to chip at you to try to give that offensive tackle the edge.
Yeah, when you got too many people on, you just kind of hope your teammates aren't taking a break back there.
Pressured by Jared Allen, and he's sacked!
As a chip block, like you're saying, this guy's going to kick back, probably sit on your inside more, so as you're coming around, it's forcing you to speed rush. This running back's going to come chip you right here before he probably releases out. I got a rule, I call it chip the chipper. So I don't even worry about this guy, you know. Take him out of the equation, because I already know he's going to be sitting low on me. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to speed rush to that back.
To that point.
And I'm going to try to meet the back, let them meet. When he hits, spin right back underneath and go to the quarter. Because a lot of times that chipper will mess up that offensive line.
And that's a sack fumble for Allen.
See, I like your theory, because what you're doing, you know that the chipper is a much smaller man, and you can discourage him by creating a violent collision on the smaller guy.
And like I said, then you can create havoc, because this guy is overset. Next thing you know, there's a collision there. His set gets messy. You can spin right back inside and get a sack.
When we line up in this front, we're expecting pass. It's a four-down front for us. And this is where Jared lines up in our nickel defense or our base defense. He's always our right end. And a lot of times when you have a Jared Allen lining up, you want him to be able to have what we call a two-way go on the man that that's trying to block him. So many people expect Jared just to try to outrun people with his speed up the field and then circle back to the quarterback. And so when you watch Jared, you see him take a step up the field to get that tackle to rock back a little bit. And then he takes a hard move back inside and beats him back inside to the quarterback. So it goes from speed to power, and he ends up coming up with a big play for us and getting a sack.
He's out of the shotgun, and he's hit, and he's sacked again, and it's Jared Allen!
We feel real good about the fact that he's going to beat most offensive tackles one-on-one. And in this case, we were successful. It's because of opportunities like these.